get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. I'm going to be bringing you 3 hours of great Boston and New England music. I hope you're ready because we have two performances this evening. We're going to have the first one in a little bit, but in the meantime, here's some Michael Maloney. All I Am, 91.5 WMFO.
I'm just 6 feet, skin and bones. Nothing more, nothing less. 4 walls and a roof don't make a home. If you tear them down, there's nothing left. You once believed heroes were real. That Superman can't exist. I tried to fly and soar and feel. Aimed for the mark and I must have missed. Let me be your hero. I'll catch you if come away, into my arms to stay. We can waste away the day. What do you think and what do you say? Come over and let me know. Come over and let me show. You know I'll never let you go. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa, yeah, come on. Let me be your hero. I'll catch you if you fall.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
We'll be right back.
down. She's elated, gaining the strength to be found. Matching courage and crazy, belated, stirring acts of profound. Soaring and journeying for more love, whispers of her mirth. Landing and turning for more love, planting solid on earth. Falling together again. She's falling together again. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
We'll be right back.
Amanda Palmer with Lost. Before that, we had Face to Face going back to 1984 with 1098. The Lights Out. That one was actually a live performance from right here in Studio D back in 2008. That was 517. Madame Bruja gave you Falling Together. And we started that block off with Michael Maloney and All I Am. Nice singer-songwriter stuff there for you. So, I promised two performances this evening. So we're gonna introduce the first one. Howdy.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
You're too far away from the mic, banjo guy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's usually what they ask for with a banjo guy.
It's always the banjo guy.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
So, introduce yourselves. I wanted to leave the introductions to the artist.
I'm Jeff. This is Adam. This is Mike. You can't see where I'm pointing.
Yeah, we don't have a webcam in here, unfortunately. We used to.
I'm stage right of Jeff.
Yes. Stage Adam, right. Adam's a lead guitarist. I came out with an album last November, and then we're a pretty new band. Like, January, put out a Craigslist ad, and got like the royal flush. I got Adam here, this guy John, we got Ryan on drums. So yeah, we're just working out songs we're gonna start playing out soon.
Okay.
And originally my friend Mike, I was just, you know, we were talking to Joel and he's like, come on in. So
producer
originally,
Joel, for those in the know.
Oh yeah. So we were originally gonna come on together, and now it's cool because there's a band, and then so the thing Mike and I had, it's kind of come together tonight. So that's
excellent.
Pretty cool.
Excellent. We could get into that in a little bit, but I see a set list on the counter here.
We're organized.
Jeff is itching.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's a really good font. It's good spacing.
Got the date on it.
We dated it.
It's also slanted to the right.
There's some misspellings.
60-pound paper, I believe.
Excellent.
So yeah, this is called
let's get into it.
Empty Dose.
Blowing out the smoke, leaving me tongue-tied. It's all a joke. Don't seem so surprised. Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thanks. All right, we're going to tune real quick here.
So you got together via Craigslist ad.
Yeah, it's this website on the computer.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Here we go. You fax Venmo, and then it Skypes you back.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you don't see many musicians, you know, putting up Craigslist ads these days. Not that much.
You know, I will say I've looked before I started playing with Jeff and the guys. You find them, but they're all like wedding bands and
Berkeley graduates
looking for, like, we need someone who's just very good at, like, playing keys because we've got this...
Yeah, who can play Don't Stop Believin' 14 times in a day.
And not get really angry about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so it is, yeah, I mean, like Jeff said, he put up the ad, and I had some time, and I was like, looking for some rock and roll to play, and you click on the ads, and you see what they're about, and then you go, okay, I don't want to play Don't Stop Believin' 25 times a week. And then I saw Jeff's ad and went on the Spotify, which is also a thing on the computer.
Yes.
And I kind of dug it.
The internet.
Right? Like, who'd have thunk? The information superhighway?
Yeah. Super driveway?
But what did Jeff's ad say that actually was attractive?
It said, "Dear Adam."
Talking to you.
No, it was, I don't remember exactly.
It's a lot of floral drawings.
Yeah. it was kind of a standard thing, like, hey, looking to put together, you know, I've got these albums. Because you've got, like, one longer album and then an EP.
Yeah.
And like got these looking to put a band together, you know, no jerks, that the usual thing on Craigslist.
No a-holes.
If you're kind of murdery, no thanks. And you know, we emailed back and forth a few times, and then I went out to Jeff's house, which we then had a conversation about how weird that is. Like, hey, I just answered this ad on Craigslist. Oh yeah, we should get together. Come to my house. I've never been there.
It's in my dark basement.
Yeah. We're going to get to there and play music in my basement.
It's sweaty in there.
So, you know.
And they got rid of that section of Craigslist.
Yeah, you know, that specific page.
Years ago.
The specific basement page. Yeah. But yeah, and then I went over. I survived. I'm here.
There you go.
With
that sick banjo.
The banjo that I've had for, that was a paycheck, literally. Like,
wow.
High school, I think. Okay. But a friend's dad had a stringed instrument repair shop in his backyard, basically, like this little shed. And one week he was like, well, I don't have any money to pay you. What do you like? And I'm like, well, I've always had my eye on that banjo. And he's like, $20, and it's yours.
Nice.
So I was like, okay. So it's not by any means a, you know, fancy, expensive banjo, but I went over it and fixed it all up.
I mean, you don't have banjos in here too often.
Yeah.
So
that's because of fire codes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. It closely resembles a drum, and we can't have that.
Yeah. No. It comes out everywhere. It's handy to have. I don't play it that much. I should play it more. Maybe not in this band, other than times like this. But yeah.
Hey, why not? Right.
Yeah. It makes Jeff happy, and that's. That was the other part of the ad, is must be in service to my happiness.
Indeed. Yeah, no, I was pretty honest with the ad. I was like, you know, I just came out with this album, and I've been playing open mics just to play it, and then it's like, oh, this is fun. And then Adam, I think it was the second time we met, we played an open mic. This is cool. And then, let's add a bassist and a drummer, and, you know, we might add, like, a female vocalist or something like that. So it's kind of neat because we're at the really early stages right now, and
we're figuring it out.
Oddly fallen together pretty well.
Very nice. All right, you have something else from that nicely worded set list.
Yes, it's all color coded. This is called
it's color coded. It's a Sharpie. It's a black, your standard black Sharpie. Anyway, sorry.
This one is called Crutch.
Thank you. saying that I don't know much. Benefit from a lot of touch. Waiting on a whisper when I'll be okay. Thinking I'll just fade away. You're my crutch. You wish you were. You're my crutch. When they say that you're wasting their time, cut the cord, throw out the pride. Either way, I'm waving my hand. Not sure where the cards are laid. You're my crutch. I wish you were. You're my crutch. Wait this time for the ride. Burn my fears, cause you can't really feel. Take a breath while you take my time. Hose closing just down the line. Got a fever with real life home. On the cliff when it broke. You're my crutch. I wish you were. You're my crutch. Wait this time for the night. Burn my fears, cause you can't really feel. And I'm thinking there's no other way. You're my crutch. I wish you away. You're my crutch.
Sure.
And cut.
Yeah. We're still new. We don't know how to end songs. That's how new we are.
So new.
What's next?
So the album that you put on that Spotify thing that I heard about. So was that your typical like work it at home pandemic type album, or what was that?
Yeah, it was interesting because it was I made it mostly in my basement, and then it was I can't play bass, so it was kind of funny because my friend Tim just randomly sent me three songs that were fantastic, and I had to go on Fiverr to find a bassist to fill the other songs, and then found this violinist who was in Brazil. The bassist was from Brazil, so it's a global album.
I also love that we're just name dropping websites left and right.
Yeah.
We are not sponsored.
No, it's not a sponsored record.
I bought some dodgy coin and no.
Dodgy coin?
It was a Dogecoin. I don't even know.
It's Dogecoin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also not a sponsor.
Dang it.
Also not a sponsor.
So yeah, I was just kind of made at home, and I do mixing and mastering. So I did all that there and played the drums on it. And so I kind of wanted it to be a drum heavy album, and then the other things just kind of fell into place. And you know, somebody lent me some mics because it's my friend Dan, because the studio got shut down. So yeah, and now we're just trying to, we've got a bunch of new, those two are new songs, this one is off that album.
Okay.
So we have a lot of new stuff that we're working on, and then we're gonna hopefully play out. That's the story.
What do you have next?
This is Accentuate, and I should have been tuning that whole time.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything. It's your band.
Dang it.
What are you going to do? I mean, thank you for not bringing your arsenal of guitars.
I mean, I don't think we had room for all banjo of it. As well. Like,
No. That banjo kicks booty.
So, well, that is... The only time I think that's ever been, that phrase has ever been said in the
banjo war. Kicks booty.
Banjo
yes.
Kicks booty.
Yes, that is a quotable, I guess.
We'll put it on the wall of quotes. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll quote producer Joel when it comes to credits. Just spell my name right. Oh, and producer Joel is listening. So be on your best behavior.
Is it Simcheese, the last one?
Simkiss.
Simkiss, oh my God.
You blew
I'll
it.
I'll never be allowed
what?
Here
you
again.
Blew
you
it. Sorry, the Joel. Cardinal sin on air.
Right after being told about
Can
it.
Can we edit, post-edit?
That was Jeff, by the way. That was Jeff.
That was my friend Mike from Connecticut.
That was our silent member. You don't know him. They're from Canada. You ready?
It was Randy. Not ready.
Situate the positive when you don't wanna live. Am I making any sense? Insinuate the negative. Something's gotta give. You were wrong in your defense. You're sending me to rectal sensitivity. You're an anomaly. I've lost control. Sending me selective sensitivity. You're an anomaly. Lost control. Breaking me down. Breaking me down. Breaking me down. You're so sensitive. Acting like a kid again. Clothing finally fits. Lost representative. It's all relative. Why are you so incensed? Sending me selective sensitivity. You're an anomaly. Lost control. You're sending me selective sensitivity. You're an anomaly. Lost control. Breaking me down. Breaking me down. Breaking me down.
Smash the guitars.
Ring.
Sustain.
Sustain.
All right. You tuning? Are you tuning this time?
Yeah.
Then?
I
okay.
Tune.
Okay.
He's responsive.
He tunes because he cares.
Yeah. You know. It's mostly this. I always think of
it's for the people.
Did you ever watch the Tenacious D show, like the television program?
No, I never did.
Every episode started with the two of them walking into the club where they did open mics.
Okay.
And the sign outside would change every week, and my favorite one was open mic, learn guitar in front of a live audience. So that's all I can think of in moments like this. Or when people have less than stellar performances. Learn guitar. So
learn guitar
in front of a live audience. And speaking of old media, I have that whole series on digital versatile disc.
Ew.
You might know this DVD, Jeff.
Those old things before that internet stuff came along.
But
getting hand signs.
Are you tuned?
I'm ready to go.
Can we do another one? Can we do another one?
Yeah, love sure.
I'm gonna
let's do it.
Do that a little bit. All right. Thank you.
this game. So, what are your influences with these particular songs?
That one was about, you know, when everything seems fine and then something sneaks up on you. I was just going to talk about how my cat had a blockage last year, and that's, you know, the song's not about that.
I was going to say, that, hey, that's what, I think that's what they call metaphor. Or euphemisms.
But a lot of it is just, yeah, like working out a melody. It starts with a melody and then kind of like throw lyrics out there and then see what sticks. Is usually how it goes, but not like a huge lyrics guy, but yeah, I've just always been into the melodies of like songs and but like little hooks in there through the whole thing to try to like, you know, keep everybody interested. But
nice.
So
hey,
that sounded like ChatGPT wrote that.
Not a sponsor.
This is the last one. It's called Impossible.
We could go into something else if you need a little break from that.
Nah,
are you ready to go? Yeah. All right.
You didn't have anything prepared on ChatGPT to respond to that?
ChatGPT only had questions. That.
We got to type it in. And
yeah.
Is it fast? Slow internet here.
I've never actually...
I've never used it.
Yeah, it seems like too close to Skynet for me.
I didn't even think of it that way.
Yeah, like when the robots start taking over.
This yeah,
is, here we
this
go.
This is when I start driving and turning this into your like nightly conspiracy theory show, right? No? Okay.
We okay. don't have those on this station.
I don't know. okay, I'll... This is why.
So what's the next song?
Yeah, what's the next song? That's a good
it's
question.
Called Conspiracies.
It's called Adam's out of the band for running his mouth at the radio station.
It's called When Can You Pick Up Your Amp? It's called Impossible.
I start this?
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh,
you were a millisecond off.
Stop!
Oh. You're out of the band. Dare
I
you.
Was already out of the band for
it's like the third firing.
It happens a lot.
So what is the name of that one? Because it's
oh, that was impossible.
Oh, okay,
yeah. To tune.
Wart wart. Yes,
it's not called conspiracy.
No,
right.
We need a disclaimer ahead of anything we do, where it's like the views expressed by Adam are do not necessarily reflect the views of anybody else.
All right. We'll let you rest for a bit. We'll play some tunes and then we'll drive it home. All right.
Love it.
All right. Here you go. 91.5 WMFO.